She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, Kennedy is off on vacation. I think my wife and your girlfriend are going to be joining us here in the studio at any moment, Dan.
They're around here somewhere.
The Dirty brought to you by SCU Credit Union. And obviously, we have a lot to get to this morning with the news of the passing of Dolly Parton, one of the most beloved personalities in or really outside of country music. She passed away at the age of 80. Dolly was admitted to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville early Friday morning with kidney and autoimmune issues and passed away yesterday. Late yesterday, Dolly's reps pointed to a brief battle with cancer as the cause of death. She had been battling health issues, as we know, for over a year, often causing her to show up for scheduled appearances via pre-recorded video. Dolly had said in interviews that her health was greatly affected by her actually ignoring her own body while taking care of her ailing husband, Carl Dean, who passed away last year. On her official Instagram page, her nephew, Brian Seaver, made the announcement on behalf of Dolly and her friends, and that's what this is what that sounded like.
This video announcement is something Dolly asked of me years ago, before I fully absorbed it as a future reality. It is an honor that is mixed with absolute pride and great sadness. But sadness lies with us, not with Dolly. Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. She has always been on your television, your record player, your CD, and on your phone playlist, becoming an extended part of your family. Our family and the team she has entrusted with her legacy will work diligently to ensure her spirit will live with us forever. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Obviously, Dolly, a legend who destroyed the dumb blonde stereotype, extremely talented singer and songwriter who did things her own way, and in doing so paved the way for generations of female musicians. She branched into acting with the iconic 9 to 5, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. In later years, her philanthropy elevated her to universally beloved status, giving millions to various charities, including her own Imagination Library. She was an author. She was an astute businesswoman with her own line of food items, cosmetics. Her last public appearance in person was at the grand opening of her Dolly's Tennessee and Travel Stop 2 months ago. Her last appearance via video was to accept her Poets Award for the ACM honors on August 14th. To honor Dolly, President Donald Trump has ordered that all U.S. flags be flown at half-staff for a week. The Empire State Building also paid tribute. The entire building lit up in pink in Dolly's honor. And Dolly will be buried next to her husband of 59 years, Carl Dean. And she will leave this world, as they said, in her signature high heels in a comfortable cotton dress. The Grand Ole Opry announced last night that it was dedicating the entire Saturday night show this week to the country music legend following her death. Lana, my wife, Kaylee, Dan's girlfriend, are both here with us today. Lana, you called me just absolutely bawling yesterday when you heard the news from your sister. Yeah. Oh, wait, was it?
I'm not on.
There you go.
I'm not on the one way. Yeah, I was pretty upset. She was pretty remarkable. I'm not going to cry because I don't want to mess up my mascara. But she, I think she meant a lot to a lot of people. If I said to you yesterday, have you ever heard anybody say one bad thing about her? And you can't say that about many people, especially like someone that is a celebrity or, you know, in the public like she was. And she just, I just never got to see her. And that was one thing that I was really bummed about.
Why did she mean so much to you personally?
I don't know. I think she was like really the epitome of like real country, you know. She definitely had a rags to riches story. I mean, and what's not to love about her? She's like kind, she's pretty, she's sparkly, you know, all of the things. And she was just, I think, a really good human.
Was last night tough for you?
Yeah. I cried at work, and I had a new hire yesterday. I was like, everybody is not like this. And then I ran into my office where she's plastered all over my office in the walls, you know, like I have like her figurine, a canvas of her face. And I was
she
like,
does.
Yeah.
I mean, her last car was called Dolly. We dressed up as Kenny and Dolly for Halloween the year before last.
I mean, my phone was blowing up yesterday because people just knew, you know.
Tributes have been pouring in from pretty much everyone. Vogue, the New York Times publishing memorials. Miley Cyrus, her official account shared several posts, including so many evil people in this world, and we had to lose a pure heart like Dolly Parton. Devastating day for humanity. And a reminder that Dolly Parton didn't leave this world as some fragile lady. She left like a hot rock star in heels and leather. Taylor Swift said a world without Dolly doesn't feel possible, real or right, but because of the eternally generous way she spent her time on this earth and the countless lives she changed for the better, her legacy will be an everlasting one. Lily Tomlin, who obviously starred with her in 9 to 5, simply shared on social media, no words, with a broken heart emoji. Carol Burnett, even Eminem, I thought this story was really special. He shared on his X account under his Marshall Mathers name. It was a letter that Dolly Parton had written to Eminem after his Rock and Roll induction. And the caption said, "I'm sorry we never got a chance to meet, but getting this note from Dolly really had an impact on me. She definitely didn't have to take the time to do it. Even for a kid who mostly listened to rap music, she was an icon, a superstar in every sense. Rest easy, Dolly, and thank you for the kind words." And the, you know, the outpouring of support from people like Paul McCartney and Sabrina Carpenter, Keith Urban, Sally Field, The Rock, Oprah Winfrey, Brad Paisley, Kelly Clarkson. It just shows you the impact she had across all humanity. It wasn't just in the country music world.
She did so much good with her time, too. She led decades of humanitarianism and helping people that didn't have means. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of imprint you want to leave when you pass.
Did you know Dolly Parton has a secret song? I've been doing some deep diving on this. It will be released on her 100th birthday in 2046. It's called My Place in History, and it was written to be her last. It is currently locked in a wooden dream box time capsule at Dolly's Dreammore Resort. And while we wait for 20 years, how about we take a listen to some of her all-time classics?
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Looking
albums released, 25 number one songs, and she pretty much wrote every one of them by herself. There's an incredible story she tells about how she wrote songs and her ideas, and she just liked to sit down and do it. She never took longer than a few minutes to write a song. She wrote that song really quickly. She wrote all of her hits very quickly. And what does Dolly want to be remembered for?
Well, a lot of people ask me, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
So there you go.
And she did, right up until the end.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.